Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Okay, thanks, Doug. 5 o'clock. Good to have you. Odyssey.com Rewind. And it's been a busy day. Tons of interaction with you guys. And we're going to kind of put two topics together. But we led the show with this, and I want to roll with it. We'll get to the Tigers tomorrow as they kind of start the weekend. And just say it again. It's May 22nd. We're all thrilled that the team start. But you know what this show's not going to be? A daily breakdown of last night's game like we're an effing newspaper. There's 120 games left. It's May 22nd. The show will become that in a stretch drive. So there, to me, are far more interesting things to do on a daily basis. One of them is I'm really bummed out with the Wings, and I need to talk to Wings fan because we had some dreams of Mitch Marner, and he's not the perfect player, but I'm a big change of scenery guy. And I went down a rabbit hole last night, and TSN 1050 in Canada, they had Darren Dreger on. He's an Ian Rappaport type, Schefter type for hockey. And they talked about Marner, and I'm paraphrasing, but it, you know, when the Wings came up, it was like, oh, yeah, the Wings love to have him, but yeah, does he really want to go down the highway to Detroit? Basically, he's going to Vegas or L.A. And I got to thinking, I'm going, well, wait a second. Now, I know the original six thing doesn't play quite the way it used to. Okay. But we got a nice building. And I was told we had Steve Yzerman. Now, here's my problem. If Steve Yzerman can't recruit elite free agents and he can't make high-level trades and the pro scouting's been bad, then what do we got to do to... Because we sat here and we're going, it's got to be a big summer. And people are talking about Marner, that he could be the best free agent available since John Tavares. Okay. Now, I'm not putting all my eggs in that basket. You know, I gave Kenny that Elias Pettersson trade offer. You know, like, bold moves can come in a lot of forms. But I wanted to ask fans, you know, have the Wings become like a bottom five destination in the league? Because it sure feels like it. And before you lash out against me, name the free agents. Name what Steve has been able to bring here. And before you say, well, he was going to get Steve Stamkos, he didn't.
Right.
And Stamkos isn't an A-lister anymore. So I wanted to ask the question of, what do we got to do to make the winged wheel matter again? What has to happen this summer? And if you'd like to answer the Yzerman angle of this, like Rico, like John Lynch, your Niners, they attract high-level players, high-level trades, high-level free agents. That's what I thought we were getting with Steve Yzerman. And now I feel like we're the Hartford Whalers. Nobody wants to be here.
The reason why you feel that way, Mike, because you're not overpaying for players and you're not winning. So if you come here, you're not making the playoffs, which means you have no chance at winning a cup. So if I'm not going to get rich and I'm not going to win a cup, then why am I going to go to Detroit?
So that's why I said in hour one, it's time to overpay. You can yell at me, call me any names you like. I don't care. I'm numb to it all. Yes.
Or
I think it's time to somebody dole out an Alexei Yashin deal. Let's go.
Or maybe it's the thing that nobody really wants to say. Maybe it's just time to part ways and move on from Steve.
Well, that's never happening. Lifetime deal.
I know. But, yeah, I mean, because other than that, I don't think you're going to be an attraction. Because if you win, I mean, I remember when free agents and people wanted to come to Detroit. They wanted to be traded to Detroit. Detroit was hockey town. And you had a chance at winning a cup. Now, was it a guarantee? No, but at least you had a chance. You come here now, there's no chance. You got a better chance of getting a bunch of Coneys, seeing J-Mo at the Coney Island. That's about it.
All right, bat signals up. I want to hear from the fans. And again, maybe if you see a report the Wings are willing to offer full term and 13.5 a year, then Marner could change his opinion. But from the way Dreger was talking, yeah, no interest. Wings would love to have him, but he ain't coming here. So then what's the point of Steve Yzerman? Because on what level, you can talk about the drafting, but okay, who? If the drafting has been so good, why is the team so bad? If his trades are good, why is the team so bad? If he can attract real free agents, why is it? You start to get to a point where you go, you know what? Steve wants to do it one way. He probably needs to do it another, which is it time to overpay? Is it time to sign one of those deals that you elitists and droids have made fun of? Because clearly, you're not getting anybody else here. And it bummed me out. I wanted to have at least a couple weeks we could dream about Mitch Marner and an offer, and we get some zest. In a lot of ways, Detroit Red Wings hockey feels like Michigan State football. It's just void of excitement, void of interest, and you're starting to wonder why the people at the top are the people at the top. And I wanted to hear from you guys. And we packed the lines with it earlier, and hey, it all plays. I'm not telling you to love Marner. I'm not going to yell and scream at you. But I want to address the real issue, is that if Yzerman can't attract a big free agent here or execute a high-level trade this summer, why is he here? What do we got to do? What has to happen? Someone give me the answer. 248-539-9797. The other side of it is more of a Rico thing. Last night, his godson, Tyrese Halliburton, ended the Knicks. And it just reminds you how open the East is. And look, you guys, you know where I'm at. I'd like the Pistons to make a move and take a step forward. I don't subscribe to the, I'll just let Trajan be patient and cook. Okay, goodbye. But bottom line, to move or not to move? Does the fact that you were close to beating the Knicks and the Knicks are on the doorstep of a finals, does that give you confidence that you can do nothing? Or does it move you in the direction we're in, which is, oh no, do something, because next year you'd have as good of a shot as anybody making the NBA finals? Seriously.
You would.
The Celtics are not there. The Cavs will look different. The Sixers are going to look different. You can't talk to me about the Knicks or Pacers that they're ungettable.
Right.
And Milwaukee's getting rid of Giannis probably to the Western Conference. Who did I forget? Orlando. Orlando's going to be a problem. People are going to laugh at that until they realize I'm right. But other than that, why not?
You ask yourself, Pistons fans, who's going to be the best team in the East?
I can't give you an answer.
And I don't think anybody can, which means why not you?
248-539-9797. So, Kenny, what do we have to do to...
So it's between adding a forward and adding a defenseman. To me, the goaltending may be able to not going to do that.
Kenny, please, that's not an option.
I know. I wish it was. But, yeah, I think just adding and making frugal trades, and if you ask me, oh, what you want to trade for a goalie, what's the goalie? That's Steve Yzerman's problem, man. That's what I said it before, I say it again. That's what the money's for.
But they can't, because they've already got 5.4 locked up in Mrazek.
That's fine. You can find another goalie and make him your backup.
So that means Kosa, again, not next year.
Clearly he's not ready. He was benched in a playoff.
Okay, then he's not going to be ready ever, is he?
I don't know when he's going to be ready.
How long? Here, it's like Mel Tucker. He'll be ready when he's ready. Thanks, coach.
That's why I can't do the wait for the Kosa thing, because I genuinely don't know when he's going to be ready. If you're benching the guy in a playoff game, I'm sorry, but that doesn't exactly scream ringing endorsement. You know?
Is it time for the Wings to overpay for someone?
Yes, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay.
Because this is going year 7. And what do we have to show for it?
Nothing.
Nothing. Teams have lapped you, gone back, and then lapped you again before you could make the playoffs. Unacceptable.
People.
Argue it.
That's what I'd like. And again, the Marner news. Man, I thought when we got Yzerman, I really thought he'd be an impact guy. I thought he would absolutely be able to attract some people here. This is...
it's humbling because you got to see how this team is being reviewed outside of the city of Detroit. What else are they saying? Because a lot of times we're so insulated, you know, it's like an echo chamber. Like, okay, we're all saying the same things. What do people outside of Detroit think? And then when you hear that...
Do you want an example? Do you know what Maple Leaf media and fans are saying? You know what they say about Steve Yzerman?
What's that?
I hope he's there for 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I keep hearing it from media members and people that are in there, like, have media credentials with that team.
Not
like,
the Brian Ellerbe plan. Wow.
Is like, as a Maple Leaf fan, the most critical I can be of Steve Yzerman is that I hope he's there forever.
You never want your rivals to say, I want you to have a lifetime contract.
Yeah, but here's what they think about you. So that's there, and the Pistons thing. And again, last night was NBA theater. But it either draws you closer to making a move or you further recoil into, no, we're close, grow it organically, do nothing. I just want to know what side you're on with it. You know where we're at. 248-539-9797. David, a couple of ticket texts and I'll get to the people, okay?
Detroit is no longer Hockey Town. Red Wings haven't even made the playoffs in the decade and they haven't been a contender in 15 years. No free agent will come here unless you overpay.
Okay, so is it unfair of me to have an expectation? Steve Yzerman is supposed to positively impact that discussion.
No, it's not a problem at all. But on the Pistons side, someone says, Troy and Clarkson says, how about trading Stewart for Connect to replace Beasley and then add Dwight to this roster? We need something here.
Stewart for Connect.
They would want Jalen Duren. They went after Mitchell.
They want a center.
They're not taking beef stew for Dalton Connect. At least Mitchell was drafted one spot ahead of Duren. The pedigree's there. The athleticism's there. And when he locks in, he can play a real high-level game. Beef stew. Look, we've got to stop. He is not a starter in this league. He is a backup center and a damn good one. Please, stop acting like he's Moses Malone.
And here's the thing. If you really wanted Dalton Connect, he was right
there. Oh, boy. You had to say that, didn't you?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50. and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Straight to the people. You got both Pistons and Red Wings stuff in the mix. For the Wings, it's simple. The Darren Dreger, look, I went down a rabbit hole. I mean, I know it's one report. The money could change everything. But just the idea that the Wings were dismissed, it's just like, man, are we really, like, growing up, nobody wanted to play for the Islanders or the Whalers or the Nords? Like, I feel like the Wings are a bottom five destination in hockey. And I never thought, with Steve Yzerman and being an original six team and having the new building, we don't have to hear about the Joe and the death stairs. Like, but that feels like where we're at. And if Yzerman can't change that narrative with a bold trade or a bold overpay in free agency, then why is he here? So that's one. And the Pistons thing is very simple. The results of the Eastern Conference, including last night, either draw you closer to wanting to make a move to get over the hump, or, and I think there's a big part of the fan base who goes, no, we don't have to do nothing. We're just going to win with the gym class heroes. So I want to know what side you're on.
Yeah, for the Pistons, you get Thompson, no blood clots. He'll get a full workout. Ron Holland, he'll be able to work out for a second year with the team. And Jay Nivey will be back. And Beef Stew wasn't there. So I guess that's how some see it. I see it as you make a move, and you're going to be one of the top 3-4 teams in the East next year.
248-539-9797. We go to Casey in Birmingham. Case, how you been, buddy? Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, doing pretty good, fellas. So on both fronts, they need to make moves. We've fallen down the list of, you know, where free agents want to go. So Yzerman, he needs to either overpay, offer a little bit lengthier contract of what other people are willing to give, some way to get a key free agent. Doesn't have to be Marner, obviously.
No.
I would love that. But we need to bring in some people here that are going to put us into the class of playoff. We're going to be a playoff team. Like, that's how you view the team going into the season, how other teams view you going into the season, before you're going to start bringing in key free agents without overpaying. And then for the Pistons, I mean, they need to make a move too. I think a lot of Detroit fans are got the rosy, like, sunglasses on because of what the Tigers have done. But what you're not realizing is we have 2-1-1s that are starting to turn into 1-1s, and then Javi just coming out of completely out of nowhere.
Like, here's the other thing. And again, I'm going to get accused of being the worst person on earth. It's also May 22nd. Like, the idea, yeah, like, this team's just going to go out and smoke 115 wins. No, it's still early. Like, we could feel totally different about this team in 10 days. That's all it would take. So, yeah, Case, I'm with you. The false sense of security, yeah, it's an amazing start, and it's been a blast. But, yeah, I don't know that this is who they are. I'm still at 90 wins.
Like, yeah, and I think that's kind of the fans are seeing that in the Tigers and thinking that we can do that with the Pistons, which is not the case.
No, I am with you. I think it's a false
NBA
equivalency.
It's a league where you have to have stars. We have one. We need two, if not three, stars to be a championship level team. And we got to do it. We got to do it.
Well, because that's the other problem, is I start to wonder, is, okay, in the event, like, who's developing into a star near term? Like, this idea of, all right, let's wait another year. Even if it's Ivy. Okay, let's say Ivy blossoms into something, and you go, okay, well, great. I hope you're ready to have a $100 million backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
Is that leading you to a championship?
It's on Trajan to find the one that we're going to keep. And it's a flip of the coin. Like, you have to make that decision, and you have to be willing to live with that.
That's, and I'm with you. That's what the money's for.
What about Jalen Duren? What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
What do you want me to say?
Like, No. He's not stretch enough.
No, he's a nice player.
He doesn't stretch the court enough.
You know, like when if we're sitting together watching a game and I flip on Houston and I flip on you, I'm going to watch Şengün for them and I'm going to watch Dern for you. You look like you're playing in the 80s with your center. They're playing in the now. So, no, I wouldn't be interested in paying him huge. And again, I don't think you can keep both guys. No. So the idea is
Cade needs to, you need to space the floor for Cade because Cade's at his best when he's going to the rack. And he proved that against the Knicks. On the games where he was destroying them was when he was playing downhill and had people to kick out to that could make the shots. And when we were making the shots, we were beating the Knicks.
Casey, you're right. When he was able to drive to the basket, that was something. When he was forced to go one-on-one and hit the shot, that's when he kept coming up short. So,
Got to make a move. And look, as far as the Wings go, I'm with Case on this. Yeah. Like, you get to a point, you got to get a star in here. Look, I gave this trade to Kenny earlier. You guys can do what you want with it. Again, is he a perfect player? No. Perfect players don't get traded. I mean, here, we can.
Hold on. Please, say that again.
Perfect players don't get traded.
Okay.
Like, one time in history. Okay, Wayne Gretzky got dealt. Congrats. Like,
because people here are waiting for the Shaq trade.
Elias Pettersson. Okay. Had a horrible year last year. Got in a feud with a teammate. All right. But at his best, he's a 100-point player, right? So I gave Kenny the trade that was floating out in the hockey world. Okay. The Wings give up Danielson, Wallander, a 26 first, and a 27 first. And Kenny goes, I'm doing it. I go, that's great. Your fan base isn't. But to me, that makes you better at two spots because now Pettersson's your first line center. Mm-hmm. Larkin goes to second, and I'm absolutely stripping the C. That's gone. I'm going to put the C in the rafters. Okay. You get it back when you get your 100th point.
If you take the C, isn't he just going to say, you know what, I want out of here?
Good. See ya.
Bye.
I'm busting balls about the C. I just think it's funny having your captain play second line center because you weren't good enough to be a first line center. Like, I don't care. I'm ruthless. I should be a Golden Knights fan. That's how they are. The Vegas Golden Knights operate like the mafia. You don't perform for them. They end you.
Win the Stanley Cup, flip entire roster upside down, right. Back in the playoffs a couple years later.
Right, no, and if you don't perform, you're in an oil drum in Lake Mead. And I love how they run their operation.
And also the captain being on the second line. Steve should know something about that. He did that on the super teams. So I don't want to hear about that.
Oh, boy.
You can tell Kenny's getting spicy. Kenny's had enough. We go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, pal?
Hi, guys. I'm a big hockey guy over here in Canada. The Pettersson thing, I don't know if you guys saw the report, but when the coach left there, he actually told Adam Foote that he needs a day-to-day, hour-by-hour schedule for his day. So I don't know if that's going to fix your superstar problem.
Well, I did read Rick Tocchet's comments where he also said, I have full faith this kid is going to get it turned around. He'll have a bounce-back year. He has confidence in himself. He needs his teammates to have confidence in him. That was the comment I read this morning. So, yeah, Mike, okay, I hear you. And again, I'm not dying on any specific hill. It's the principle I'm dying on. It is on Steve Yzerman to make a bold signing or trade this summer. Otherwise, Mike, what are we doing here?
That's the thing with Yzerman, too. He has the reputation in the NHL with agents, and this is the key one, agents, he's a hard negotiator for deals, and that also hurts the team.
Well, hell, right? Didn't they have a run-in with Patrick Kane all about the extra year? You know, and again, a lot of franchises would have just greenlit it. It's a Hall of Fame player. It's a guy I got to have, and give him the extra year. And you nickel and dime.
Stamkos, the first time he came around in Tampa Bay, he said, go ahead, test the market. And that's when he was still a superstar.
Yeah.
So, you know, you rub a couple big, you know, there's five agents that run the NHL.
It's a good point, Mike. And it maybe we end up paying the price for it because all he's done so far has been middle six roster filler.
Or maybe we end up doing nothing. And all those depth players that we talked about earlier, maybe that's our offseason. Maybe it's more confers.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Look.
You win another confer. Kenny, if you look under your chair, you will find a comfort right now. Well, you get a comfort, and you get a comfort. Rico, angry. Even you get a comfort.
He's very angry.
He is. He's close to saying it.
We'll go
and meaning it.
Well, David could just play the drop. It'd be the same thing.
But this time, he'll mean it.
That's not happening.
I'll mean it all the time, but like it's never happening, so it's not even worth discussing.
No, we got to give him the summer because, look, 6 weeks from now, we could all sit here and go, okay, he did the things he needs to do, and now it's on the players.
Nope, lifetime contract.
All right, okay.
You get a comfort.
I tried. Darius, 97.1. Darius, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Mike. I'm nowhere near a hockey savant. I'm from the inner city. My thing is, I feel like hockey's just down. I mean, the Blackhawks just hired Blasho, and he didn't win anything. So I feel like no one's going to go to the Red Wings because no one knows who Steve Yzerman is. There's a bunch of young kids, never seen the Red Wings win, so they go where they want to go. It's money. That's my opinion.
Right. Well, but hold on. You're making a great point because Steve hasn't been willing to pay the money. He hasn't been willing to sign players to term. So it's almost like we're working against ourselves.
In my opinion, he's the get-off-my-line guy. He played in the age where they weren't getting paid, so he's not offering any money. He's like, you better play with us because we're the Red Wings or you don't.
Kenny, do you buy into what he's saying?
Not entirely, because they are spending up to the cap once the season comes
right,
around.
But it's in a piecemeal fashion with no long-term deals outside of guy he inherited who's a local boy and Lucas Raymond, right?
And Mo Sider.
You're just filling it up to fill it up. You're not paying for real. You're just filling it up to make sure you cover the cap.
Yeah, and I go back. Look, Darius, the problem is I go back to last offseason. They had all this cap space. They had all the momentum. They just missed, and I go, okay, let's get over the hump. Mm-hmm. And what was the offseason? Re-sign Kane, dead body of Tarasenko, and a 50-year-old goalie in Talbot. That's what the grand offseason was.
But then wait, here's Mrazek.
Well, that came later.
I know what I'm saying, but and just wait. So, no, I understand. I feel like how we're talking about the Pistons right now. Okay, you were there, you're close. You add this player, you're going to be a different team. Nah, we're good.
More Fontecchio. 248-539-9797. We'll get a little football today coming up. Get some ticket text. Take you right into Tiger Baseball with the big finish. 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we get to a big finish in a couple of minutes. David, a few of the ticket texts. We've run the gamut today. What do people got?
Regarding the Pistons, says, you all are not worried about pulling a Clippers, possibly, by when they traded SGA for Paul George and giving up Jaden Ivey too early.
No, because if you're only going to base your decisions on the stuff that didn't work, then you'll never get anywhere. It's also the most dishonest conversation you can have. Because if we're going to cite the, oh my God, I can't trade for Doyle Alexander because of John Smoltz, then you'll never make a deal again. What about all the deals?
A lot of traders are still stuck on that.
Yeah, and how about the team that was on the other side of the SGA deal? Like, great trades happen all the time. It's your job to make them. That's what the money's for. I know Kenny's not sitting in the room right now, but like, no, I don't fear that. Because if you're afraid of that, you're basically saying Langdon's an idiot. And I don't believe the man's an idiot. Me wanting to make a deal is me saying I trust Trajan Langdon to not have that type of kerfuffle. Like, that's.
And I think the biggest trust of Trajan Langdon is the whole Zion. If he goes after Zion, he knows something. He knows what this man is about. He was there. If they bring him here, I got full confidence in him. If he passes,
same deal.
Then he knows something, and he, yep, guys, you got to trust me on this one.
Someone says, I'm a little confused here. Steve Yzerman must have changed into something else that he wasn't because everybody wanted to come here and play with him. I can't believe that he can't recruit now. I don't understand what happened.
I don't feel like, I don't know, man. I don't see what's special. And maybe it's just my angst and negativity. But we're so deep into this rebuild. What am I supposed to take away that's special? All the things I thought when they hired Yzerman, I don't know what to tell you. I don't. Even things like coaching decisions or when to fire a coach. Me, okay, drafted Mo Sider. Like, all right, like, what is that, absolve what we're watching? Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I leave it to Kenny. All Kenny wants to do is.
Yeah, because day by day, it's just, man, you start thinking if his last name wasn't Yzerman, he would be long gone.
But it's a big summer, so show us. I mean, honestly, that's all I got.
I know, but I feel like we just said this last summer.
Well, he's still here, Rico, so I don't know what you'd like me to do.
No, I know. That's where it's the apathy kicks in, like. Well, it doesn't matter how I feel because you're going to do what you want to do.
Rico is right. I agree with him, by the way. We said that it's a big summer last year. We're saying it this summer.
Yeah, I want to see if we got made fun of for wanting a goalie last year, and now all the stuff we're getting today is how bad they need a goalie. Amazing. Just amazing. Yes, David.
Someone's asking, Kenny, you could answer this if you want to. Yeah. I need two out of the three deals this year. I need them to bring up Kosa or trade for Gudas. Or sign Marner. I need two out of the three. Which one would you choose?
Marner. Yes, Marner for sure. I still want to see what Kosa looks like and if he's goalie of the future and needs to play NHL minutes.
Good thing you traded for Peter Mrazek with a $5 million
Thank
deal.
Thank God for Peter Mrazek. I have to tell you.
I can't make sense of any of it.
After watching the rest of the playoff basketball in the East, I think the Pistons are a lot closer to the top than we thought with all the young talent. But I would not make a big blockbuster trade. We have players who are naturally going to be better next season due to age.
See, that right there, that's, I'd say, two-thirds of the fan base.
Two-thirds, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, first of all, 9 out of 10 people haven't watched Pistons in 15 years before the season.
True.
So automatically you get some dumbass discourse. But the reality is this town has this Brad Holmes, Scott Harris, Steve Yzerman. Now they're putting that way of rebuilding onto Trajan Langdon.
It is because this town, the funny thing is whenever they won championships, they went out and they got superstars or star players. But it's all about the homegrown, the our guys, the grits, the we don't need the stars here. We're going to do it our way. Except for every time it's been a championship, you did homegrown, but then you brought in somebody and that took you over the top.
Yeah, it's also, look, the idea that players are going to, quote, naturally get better. No, they're not. There's absolutely no guarantee of that. Some guys cap out. Some guys simply were never that good, and you projected them to be good, and you kept giving them chances. Shout out Killian Hayes. Like, you don't know if Ivy can take another step. You don't know if Asura will ever develop an offensive game. We don't know anything about Ron Holland. I would be very, very... I'd be hesitant to trade Ron Holland based on what could potentially be a two-way, a really good two-way player. I'll give him a little more time. But if I want to get a star, if I want to get a player to put with Cade, yeah, I mean, Asura and Jaden are the two guys that probably end up being on the block there. And if you don't want to deal them, don't deal them. But you're going to need one of them to turn into an all-NBA player.
Someone is asking you, Adam in Clarkston, that is asking you an under-the-radar move for the Pistons. What about Jonathan Kuminga? May have fallen out of favor in the playoffs. It might not cost as much.
You could change the may to did. He basically told Curry to F himself, would look him off and fire his own shot. Kerr and benched him.
He only played because
everyone died.
They had nothing left.
Here's what I would say.
He's why you got Javi in center.
I like the idea of Jonathan Kuminga. I just don't know that I like the reality. Also, another guy due a contract.
Correct. He's eligible, yes.
I
you got to be sure if you're going to bring him here.
That is one you'd have to really, I'm with you, you'd have to be sure about the man. You'd have to be sure about the attitude. Because if you can't fall in line with the Warriors and you're looking off Curry to fire your own YOLO balls, oh boy. Right.
They got rangs.
That scares me a little. I don't hate the suggestion, but that's complicated.
And then someone is saying, would love to get Cam Johnson. Mike, you were right about him all along. We should have went after him years ago.
Yeah, no, it's cool, though. Troy decided it was better to basically be Brooklyn's pleasure pillow, and you took Joe Harris's dead body, which opened up the cap space so the Nets could sign Cam Johnson.
I still didn't understand.
I'd love Cam Johnson. Is he a superstar? No. He's a really good basketball player, and he'll help. He'll make you better. Stretch four. But look,
he's that person that, yes, when you were playing the Knicks, Kay could have kicked it over to him in the corner.
Yeah, and look, Tobias was fine. There's nothing more to Tobias.
And he had, playoff experience with that run with the Suns.
I think the most under the radar, lowest cost, but potential all-NBA caliber star is the Zion thing.
I mean,
if the Celtics are going to put Derek White on the block, I'd be all in. I love him.
Yeah.
He'd be perfect in this town.
Zion is all, that's Trajan. That's where, you know what?
Yep.
You go this way, I'm with you. You go that way, I'm with you.
248-539-9797. We will get the big finish next. We'll get you to Tiger Baseball. They got a 4-game set against the Guardians coming up, and we'll get you right to it. 97.1. All right, let's get the people to Tiger Baseball. 4-game set against the Guardians coming up. Here's the diddly doodah, whatever the hell this thing's called.
So we got to a lot of things today. The first thing I want to get to in the big finish here is the olive branch for Mike for the college football playoff is they're going to do straight seeding now. No bye weeks, no any of that. It is what it is, straight seeding 1 to 12.
Congratulations on common sense, but this is but a small twig in a forest of problems. This is just not meaningful enough. I am glad we can at least get rid of the complete absurdity of what they attempted to do last year. So it is a step, but if you want olive branches, you better go a little bit deeper into the forest and find some bigger trees.
It's coming. Baby steps. It's coming. We'll get you back.
How long is that going to take now then, Rico? His baby steps.
David, until either there's a crater in East Lansing or they actually are in the playoffs, it doesn't matter.
He's just nailed it. He's gotten to the bottom. Inspector Clouseau, you've solved the crime. Yes, Kenny.
No, I was just about to say, they're going to do something stupid. It'll piss you off again. We'll be right back to square one.
Correct. It's either crater or playoff. No in between.
I think that especially with the CEO this is them saying,
but it's on hold. Rico, they just put it on hold today. They ruined our dreams.
No,
they hurt us.
I think that it's on hold because Miss Terry is like, wait, what do you mean he's leaving? Nick Saban's wife, for those who don't know who Miss Terry is.
I got excited. I did get excited for the new CEO. And days later?
Right, because everybody's pushing later, for him. And it's just like, hey, Nick, did you run this past your wife? Actually, I didn't. Okay.
My. So we got to a few things there in the NFL with our blitzes today. First one we did was the rookie stats. We went through some rookie stats, went through the yards. Cam Ward is predicted to have just under 3,400 yards. Not much there for Jackson Dart, just under 2,000 yards prediction there. We had a little fun with it, though. Not so much fun with the prediction for the sack total for Abdul Carter, which is at 6.
Yeah, if he walks in the league and has 6 sacks, the Giants will win a grand total of 2 games. You can't be the best player overall in the draft, and you can't be comped to Micah Parsons and walk in the league and give me 6 sacks. Come on. There's no hope for me, so it doesn't matter. Arch Manning, here we come.
Not if I beat you to it, Mike. Not if I beat you to it.
David and I are in a race to the bottom of the chili pot.
All right, you know what, Mike? You're right, because I was like, how many sacks did Micah Parsons? He had 13.
I mean, like, you just got to get me a middle ground there. I mean, if the kid walks in a league and gives me 8.5, 9 sacks.
I was about to say, if he gets to 9 sacks.
6 sacks. Jesus. Undrafted free agent could give me that. Al-Mundeen Muhammad could give me that.
I mean, we're going in, but we haven't seen him play, so.
I don't care. He's Superman.
I would take the over on that, David.
We also got into the players with the most to prove in 2025. And yes, there were a number of quarterbacks on the list, but the quarterback that wasn't on the list was the most talked about, which is Trevor Lawrence.
That's criminal.
It is. It invalidated David's list. That's the guy with the most pressure in football on him.
Hey. So, I mean, when you think Jacksonville, you don't think winner. You just like, oh, that's a team that plays over in London all the time with the long hair quarterback.
You're exactly right. And then from that, I gave you the stat, which was QBA, QBB, and he was compared to Daniel Jones.
David actually hit Mike with the chair.
Yes.
That was the chair drop in real life. Because I'm thinking like, okay, who's QBB? Like, I'm thinking like, okay, that's not Brock Purdy. So who is he? Daniel Jones. Who's still in the league, by the way.
That's a nightmare fuel.
Such a disappointment there for Trevor Lawrence and Daniel Jones. And then we started off the show. We were talking about the Red Wings. There's a Darren Drager. He was on a TSN interview talking about the Red Wings, and it came up with Mitch Marner, and basically there's no shot for Mitch Marner to come here. He wouldn't even think about coming to Detroit. But as we were getting into the conversation, this gentleman called. We had caller Philip call in, and he gave us a visit. Nice conversation there, but let's talk about the Drager situation. We're not getting anyone, and why can't we get anyone here in Detroit?
Well, listen, it doesn't mean Drager's going to be right. He just made it feel like we were a Hartford option compared to L.A. or Vegas. And if you can't dream about Marner, and then I don't know what we're doing. So it's on Steve. He's got to either attract a big free agent, overpay, or he's got to make a bold trade. I just don't see a way we can have last season, this season, and have everybody move forward together. So it was the question of how do we make the winged wheel great again? How do we move this thing forward? Because it just feels like it's stuck in the mud. So that was pretty much the conversation in totality.
Yeah, there was a lot of branches to it. We talking about Larkin. Is he tradable? And you actually had a trade there that you...
No.
Potential trade that you
I gave
offered.
Kenny what was being bantied about with Elias Pettersson and just the idea of, okay, it's 2 firsts and 2 of your better prospects. Change a scenery angle, first line center, move Larkin to second line center. You could have a Superman power play where they both play on it. I don't know.
And the Wings super fans will tell you that this is a terrible trade and you don't want to trade the youth and these draft picks mean something. Again, mystery box, boat. I'm taking the boat.
Yeah, again, these. You know what? I could say something crass. It's too late in the day. You're right. Let's move on. Because I really want to say something mean to those people.
Oh, I want to hear it now.
Well, luckily we work together. You're 2 minutes and 24 seconds away from me saying it to you.
We also had a discussion Well, first, before we get into what we talked about with the Pistons, Rico, you just wouldn't let the Halliburton thing go. And at some point, Mike defended you, but you couldn't look at him.
Well, I could look at him. He just didn't want me to. God, listen to this man all the time talk about his boy. And I'm like, you know, that's my guy right there. Halliburton, he made the shot. And he was like, well, no. And I'm like, well, he's like, would you rather him or Cade?
Right.
I'm like, look, I like Cade, but yeah, I would still take Halliburton. And then Mike had the stats that backed up what I
said. He's basically the most clutch player to ever play the sport. He's 11 of 12 in shots to tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of a game in the regular season. And he's 4 for 4 in the postseason on game-tying or game-winning shots. And he never turns it over. So Rico's right, because Cade doesn't have the clutch right now, and he turns it over left and right. Okay? Don't look at me. Defending you makes me sick. Makes me ill. But I did it because you were right.
That says a lot about you and your character.
Got a lot of problems.
I see.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Well, see, I have a lot of problems with
that man some Metamucil or something.
I have a lot of problems because there's a lot of people in the Detroit Pistons fan base that doesn't want to make a move. And after watching last night's game, I was so encouraged that if we make that move, we are going to be right there in the ECF next year. It has to be the right move, yeah, but we got to make one.
A lot of people are afraid that you're going to give away, you know, somebody who's going to end up becoming the MVP for another team. And, oh, he was here the whole time. And, see, I told you we should have kept the Jaden Ivey and the beef stew and this and that. And, yeah, I'm with you. Make the move.
You got to try.
There is no dominant team in the East, so take your shot right now.
Yeah, there's no one you're scared of. You brought that up. There's no team right now you're scared of. Not the Pacers, not the Celtics,
not the Knicks. Everything went through Boston, and now it's not. They're going to break up. Who? Philly? We're still waiting on the process. Who? Exactly.
You're exactly right. Tigers baseball, guys. They're going to play again today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.